Officials in a number of states are working on legislation to legalize sports betting after the Supreme Court struck down a ban last year, leaving the issue up to states. And now a number of media companies are looking at how to cash in. Let's turn to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is executive editor at Recode and joins us. Peter, we know that fantasy betting sites like DraftKings and FanDuel are getting into sports betting, but why could this be big money for media companies as well?
The media guys have been looking at this for more than a year, assuming that sports gambling would be legal and trying to figure out how they would cash in. They know lots of people gamble illegally today. They're assuming as that becomes legal, there'll be opportunities for them to participate. And then the question is how? And there's a range of options ranging from pretty basic to pretty complicated.
So explain, what are some of the pretty basic, what are some of the pretty complicated options of how they do that?
The basic one, there are many of the media companies are already in, which is, hey, we're going to put on programming that's appealing to people who bet on sports, ranging from the actual games to programming that's directed specifically at sports betting. I think even if you're not sports betting, when you're watching an NFL game, something like that, you're going to see a lot more information directed at sports gamblers in the same way that a lot of fantasy sports information now populates your screen when you're watching an NFL game. A medium version of this is taking advertising from people who are in the sports betting industry. And the most complicated thing would be to actually become a sports betting company themselves, i.e. taking bets from gamblers. That's pretty hard to do, but I think some companies are looking at it.
Are companies worried at all about being associated with the part of gambling that may not be so appealing in general? People get addicted to gambling. There are reasons why companies have stayed away from it in the past.
Yeah, I think in the past, the legality was first and foremost, and morality was secondary. And it'll be interesting over the next couple of years to see which companies say, all right, look, if this is legal, we're going to do it. And which companies say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this either because I don't think it's moral or because I'm worried about liability. I was at the NBA All-Star Weekend last week where I heard a lot about all this. And one of the companies that's involved in sports betting today told me Google won't take their ad money. So you've got Google, for whatever reason, saying this is money we refuse to take right now. Again, that might change over time. Disney was at one point supposed to invest in DraftKings. This was called a fantasy sports site at the time, and backed out at the very end. And everyone assumes that's for sort of moral/legal mm-hmm. considerations.
Earlier this month, Bleacher Report, which is a sports journalism site owned by AT&T, announced that it will actually start producing a sports gambling show from Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Are you seeing that a lot, that these companies will be just producing content to attract sports bettors?
That's definitely going to happen. I think every media company that has sports programming now is going to either create stuff specifically for sports betting or to amp it up a little bit. And by the way, the leagues themselves are embracing this. First and foremost, the NBA, which has been pushing for this for a couple of years now.
And is the idea that the media companies would actually be taking the bets themselves in the future or maybe not at all?
That is the most difficult thing to pull off for a couple reasons. A major one is that sports betting is going to be legalized state by state. Each state is going to have its own regulations. And so if you're a company that wants to take sports bets, you have to comply with various state regulations. I think that'll be pretty hard for a big media company like a Disney or an AT&T or a Fox to pull off. But you might still see them try it. For the record, I asked AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson whether his company was going to be doing this or the ones who own Bleacher Report. And he said, no, we're not going to be taking bets.
Where do you see this all going? Is sports betting just going to become much bigger with all of these big mainstream companies getting involved?
That's my major question, and I don't have a good answer for it. I was talking with a bunch of the sports betting companies last week, and my major question is, do you plan on converting people who are not sports bettors into sports bettors? Or are you going to take the people who are sports betting illegally today and take their money? And right now, they're going to go where the market is, which is people who are already betting on sports, legally or not, and getting them to direct some of their money that way. To me, the more interesting question is what happens to people who weren't betting on sports in the past and now decide, well, I've got my phone, and I'm watching a game, and mm-hmm. it's easy to click with a button and put money on it. I think that's a big deal for both society and the media companies.
And do you think there are going to be a lot of those people that decide, you know what, maybe I will bet on sports?
I think ultimately that's their hope. If you look in the UK, where sports betting is legal, almost all the sports betting happens in-game. You're watching a game. You weren't planning on betting, but all of a sudden a wager pops up on your phone and you decide, heck, I'll put 10 bucks on whether or not this team scores a goal in the next 15 minutes. To me, that really changes the way you interact with sports. And also, it's a little bit concerning, at least for a fuddy-duddy like me. You take something like a phone, which already has lots of addictive properties. You marry that with gambling, which can be addictive, and you potentially have a big mess on your hands.
By the way, you were at the NBA All-Star Weekend. Did you happen to catch the Hamidou Diallo dunk over Shaq while you were there?
I did not. I only saw one game. It turns out that you're actually not supposed to go to the games during NBA All-Star Weekend. You're supposed to go to the parties. So I figured that out a little too late.
Peter Kafka, executive editor at Recode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was some dunk.
It was unbelievable. He came down the court, went over Shaq, who didn't flinch, and then hung on the rim.
Hung on the rim.
Unbelievable.
Could have gone wrong in so many ways, but yes. It didn't.